Turn up your radio.
Welcome to the ladies' room. Ladies' room. Ladies' room. Ladies' room. Starring Miss Evita and Nikki Ritz. Ladies' room.
Hello and welcome to the Ladies' Room.
I am Miss Evita.
And I'm Nikki Ransom.
And the Ladies' Room is your source for inspiration, motivation, and entertainment.
Today's topic, are reality shows giving women a false sense of reality?
Now, reality shows for the past few years have been a major staple on television shows such as VH1, MTV, Bravo, and any other national station that you can think of. But with these reality shows, women are getting into the shows and presenting a false sense of reality to the viewers. And we just wanted to discuss whether or not this is affecting society or can society completely disconnect from what they see on television.
Now, to me, it doesn't seem like society can disconnect right now. They are so involved in it and they love it. They're addicted to these reality shows. They will not miss it for the world. And they also try to emulate some of the characters, because a lot of these young girls nowadays, they want to be popular, they want to be beautiful, they want to be famous and on TV, and then they see the behavior that's on the reality shows, and so they're like, okay, well, I need to behave this way, I need to act this way, this is what will get me noticed.
Right, exactly. And not only with that, but you're trying to live up to that same lifestyle and spend the same type of money to obtain that life that you see on television, where for a lot of women, they don't have that income coming in steadily. So they're taking out credit cards or doing things, you know, outside of the norm just to perpetuate this stereotype that they see on television to make themselves, you know, more of that reality type of girl. So we're just going to discuss a few of the most popular reality shows and just go back and forth a little bit and talk about whether or not we think that these shows are giving young girls and older women, unfortunately, a false sense of the reality that's in the world that they're living in.
Yes, nowadays, if we take the Kardashians and their 15 daggone reality shows right. That they're getting right now, and it all came from Kim Kardashian, who has no talent at all. But her fame came from the fact that she had a sex tape with Ray J. And now these girls are thinking, okay, I have a sex tape, you know, with a famous person, and boom, there's my big break. Then I'm going to get all these deals for makeup, hair, just all kinds of stuff. And, you know, now people are being famous for being famous, because, you know, the Kardashians have no talent at all. And then her sister, you know, marries the basketball player in a month. And it's just nonsense on there. Like, right. They get shows for nothing.
Exactly. And then taking it a step further, too, with the MTV 16 and Pregnant, which is a very popular show, but it does create the wrong view for our young ladies, thinking that if you are in high school, being pregnant and having a baby while you're in high school is a popular thing to do, which they don't see the behind the scenes. They see the fame and the glitz and the glamour that these women get, but behind the scenes, they don't realize that this is a lifelong decision that you're making just for the possibility of being famous, of getting a reality show, and you're changing your life forever just from something that you see on TV that behind the scenes is scripted and edited within itself, so it within itself isn't even reality.
And there, it's like with that show right there, I can't even let my daughters watch that, because it's almost like they're congratulating, because they're not really showing, you know, all of the real deal, like how, you know, extremely hard, you know, that this is, and then giving these young girls, you know, these huge paychecks, and then other teen moms are gonna be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna have this baby and get me a show, and I'm gonna be on you know, magazine covers like the rest of these teen moms are. It's being too glamorized to me, and letting our young girls, you know, they're looking up to something that's very false and wrong, and that can potentially destroy their lives.
Now, just to give you guys a little bit of background on reality shows, which was a shock for me, The first reality show, even though these shows seem like they've just come out of nowhere within the past 5 to 10 years, the first reality show actually aired on PBS in 1973, and it was called An American Family. And even though that show was watched by 10 million Americans, out of the 7 months and 300 hours that were filmed, only 12 hours were broadcast. So imagine if somebody took 7 hours of your life, I mean 7 months of your life, and just picked and chose the parts that they wanted to see. Which on a show like the most popular reality show right now is Basketball Wives on VH1. And we know that these ladies film for months and months and months, but out of those months, all we're seeing is the drama, the fights, you know, the shopping. We're not really seeing the reality. So, you know, with these reality shows, again, it's months and months of filming, but just a small percentage of what they want you to see.
And say, for instance, since we were talking about Basketball Wives, you know, the big controversy on there was when Evelyn and Chad Ochocinco, who are now engaged, when they had their first face-to-face encounter with each other, then, you know, it cut to the scene where, oh, they're about to have sex and go up into the bedroom.
Right, exactly.
And so Evelyn got all kinds of backlash, you know, oh, you had sex on the first date, the first time you met him, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we don't know everything that went into Chad and Evelyn's relationship, you know, how much they talked before, you know, their first initial meeting, you know, the depth of how their relationship went, but how it was cut and edited onto the show just really made it look like Evelyn's like, hey, I met you online, I'm going to see you tomorrow, and we about to do the whole thing, we about to do the shebang, and then these girls are already thinking, I need to grab me a baller, lock me a baller, and they see Evelyn doing it, thinking she did it in one day, and so that's just furthering these young girls into thinking that they need to try to snag them a ball, or I need a ball player. You know,
right.
It's about who I sleep with, not about who I become, but
right,
who
exactly.
I sleep with.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, with Chad and Evelyn, though on the show it just showed, like Nikki said, them meeting on Twitter or mm-hmm. having their fight on Twitter and that, you know, eventually leading to their meeting in person. You know, they did have times where they Skyped. You know, talked on the phone, maybe sent text messages to each other, and they probably built up to that moment. So even though it wasn't like a physical meeting, dating, things of that nature, they built up to that moment. But it is giving women a false sense of reality that, hey, you meet a, you know, a man in a position of power, you sleep with him the first night that you meet, and then here you have this fairy tale where you guys are together and engaged and getting married. And then what, too, a lot of people don't realize is that Evelyn has her own from the reality show, probably more so than what she had prior to the show. But, you know, now she has her own. So here she's coming to the table with what she has. Chad is coming to the table with what he has. So they both have something. And sometimes when you meet these men that are in positions of power and you yourself may not be all the way up to par to be able to match what they're giving you, you're already coming in at a disadvantage. So you can't look at Evelyn and say, I'm going to do what Evelyn does to get the same results that Evelyn got, because you're not coming in the same position that Evelyn entered in her relationship.
Mm-hmm. And also another thing with these reality shows is the stereotypes, of women that these reality shows are furthering and damaging it for us normal ladies out here.
Yeah, we don't all fight
yes.
and argue. We do have friendships that are positive friendships.
Not all backstabbing and fighting and name calling and, you know, going to the salon to gossip and going out to dinner to start throwing drinks and fighting. But, you know, of course, all of this is what sells and what is capturing America's attention, because, you know, America, yes, we feed off of that mess. And then that's all that people see. And then people that, you know, other races that don't particularly maybe know the African-American race, then if this is all they see, then this is how they think that we are.
Right.
All of us.
What we have now is we have Star Jones, we have NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we have Tammy, which are some of the main characters on TV that people are seeing and thinking that, you know, we all are loud and obnoxious and always want to fight and bicker and argue. When, you know, at some points that is true.
Not
but,
all the time.
Right, exactly. But for the majority of women, that is not who we are, and that is not who we want to become. We may watch it and enjoy watching that on television, but at the end of the day, that's not anything that we want for ourselves.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ladies Room. Make sure you check us out same time next week. Goodbye.